In the grand palace of the Forbidden City, where red and gold shimmered under the lantern light, lived a noblewoman known as Lady May Lian. Adorned in silk robes embroidered with phoenixes and peonies, she was one of the emperor's most cherished family members. Though she had riches beyond imagination, her truest treasure was a small, noble companion, a Shih Tzu named Bai Long, whose name meant White Dragon. Bai Long was no ordinary dog. His ancestors had been guardians of the imperial court for centuries, bred by Tibetan monks and gifted to the Chinese emperors as symbols of good fortune. It was said that these dogs carried the spirits of wise monks, reincarnated into their small, regal bodies to watch over the royal family. Bai Long was the last of his lineage, a direct descendant of those legendary companions. Lady May Lian and Bai Long were inseparable. As she strolled through the imperial gardens, he trotted beside her, his flowing white and brown coat gleaming like silk under the morning sun. At night, when the winds whispered secrets through the palace corridors, Bai Long would rest at the foot of her bed, his watchful eyes ever alert for unseen dangers. But peace was a fleeting luxury in the Forbidden City. The shadow within the palace. One autumn evening, as golden leaves fell upon the lotus ponds, whispers of betrayal reached Lady May Lian's ears. A rival noble sought to overthrow her family's influence, and poison had been smuggled into the palace. Fearing for her safety, she confined herself to her private quarters, with only Bai Long at her side. The little Shih Tzu seemed to sense the danger. His round eyes, usually filled with warmth, burned with sharp awareness. That night, as a faint rustling disturbed the silence of her chamber, Bai Long growled a deep, unusual sound for such a small creature. A shadow moved near the lacquered doors. Then silence. Lady May Lian held her breath. Suddenly, Bai Long sprang from her bed, his tiny paws pattering across the polished floors. With a fierce bark, he lunged at the figure creeping toward the tea set. The intruder gasped, knocking over the porcelain tray. Poisoned tea spilled across the floor. Guards stormed the chamber as Bai Long bit down on the intruder's sleeve, refusing to let go. When they dragged the would-be assassin away, Lady May Lian fell to her knees, gathering Bai Long in her arms. "You have saved me, my dear friend," she whispered, pressing a kiss to his soft head. From that night on, Bai Long was more than a companion. He was a protector of the royal bloodline, a legend among the court. Stories of his bravery were etched into palace scrolls, and generations of noble Shih Tzus were bred in his honor. Centuries later, the legacy lives on. Many years passed, dynasties rose and fell, but the bloodline of Bai Long remained. His descendants carried his spirit, loyal, noble, and ever watchful. One such descendant was Apollo, a white and brown Shih Tzu born in a quiet home far from the Forbidden City. Though his world was different from his ancestors, the fire of Bai Long's courage still burned within him. Perhaps one day, Apollo too would find himself in the midst of adventure, proving once again that the spirit of the royal guardian never truly fades. For as long as the wind whispers through the trees and the lanterns glow softly in the night, the legend of Bai Long and the noble Shih Tzus will live on. The Silk Whisperer of the Forbidden City. A Shih Tzu tale of threads, secrets, and sacred legacy. Long ago, in the hidden heart of the Forbidden City, where crimson walls held the secrets of centuries and courtyards echoed with the hush of silk slippers, there lived a Shih Tzu unlike any other. Her name was Mei Ling, meaning beautiful spirit, and her fur shimmered like moonlight upon ivory porcelain. Her eyes, dark as lacquered ink, held a quiet knowing, as if they had seen dynasties rise and fall before ever opening to the world. Mei Ling was born on a night when 9 lotus lanterns burned beneath the Pearl Pavilion and the stars arranged themselves into the shape of a lion. The palace astrologers declared her blessed, and the empress herself took her in, placing her atop a velvet cushion by the imperial writing table.